the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, President Trump campaigned on mass deportations, but for some, ICE isn't moving fast enough. New Jersey Assemblyman Paul Kenitra has introduced a bill to let local police help catch unauthorized immigrants.
The Immigration Enforcement Support Act gives $7,000, up to $7,000, for police departments assisting in deportation efforts for each illegal alien that's transferred to the feds and successfully deported.
Kenitra says the money would offset the cost of man hours and other resources New Jersey police use in the effort. President Trump says Elon Musk is a leader who gets it done. Trump and Musk took part in a joint interview on Fox News Tuesday night, where Trump credited Musk with implementing many executive orders he has signed since taking office again. Trump said that a lot of his executive orders will be ordered into law. He said Musk works with his group of people at Doge, who he referred to as geniuses, to get things done. Musk said that he felt if the president's will isn't being represented, then the will of the people isn't being represented. Two fights broke out at the Menlo Park Mall in Edison Saturday night, leading to the arrest of six teenagers, police say. The first fight broke out just before 8 p.m. One teen was taken into custody. The second fight started when a group of teens tried to rob someone of money and a sweatshirt near the Hollister store. Police say the victim fought back. The teens fled, but five were arrested a short time later at the Metro Park train station in Islip. Union County is launching a new recycling program for clothing and accessories.
The county is partnering with Helpsee, a leading sustainable clothing and textile recycling company. Designated drop-off bins are now offered in Scotch Plains, Summit, and Plainfield. Collected items will be repurposed, keeping them from landfills. Helpsee is a New Jersey company based in Eatontown. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 7:02. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 7:07. Now New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
Another frozen February day on deck. Skies are going to become cloudy this morning. At least the wind will be lighter than the past few days. High temperatures this afternoon only reaching about 30 degrees. Bundle up. There is a chance of light snow clipping the southern tip of New Jersey this evening. Otherwise, the overnight will be calm and very cold, lows mainly in the upper teens. Mostly cloudy tomorrow and still frigid, highs again near 30. Widespread spotty snow showers possible tomorrow afternoon, maybe up to a coating of accumulation anywhere in the state. New Jersey weather made possible by VCS Software. Did you know VCS Software does payroll? VCS can take your employees all the way from clocking in to getting paid and handle every step of the payroll process, including taxes, benefits, deductions, and more. For a trusted partner for painless payroll, go to VCSHCM.com today.
Right now, Clark, 16 degrees. Middletown, 17. Atlantic City, 16. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone.
Not New York, not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.